So as it relates to the Rei, the first part of Tosfos. Tosfos says that even though Rav said, Loinitna Priyas Milo Avram Avinu, but at the same time, Mikomokim Avram Para Milosan. Avram Avinu did Priya anyways, Afagaf the Loinit Stava, Kidama Bebracious Rabba, Kimavur Bebracious Rabba, that Avram Avinu was Makaim Kola Terakula, Afilu Erev Tafshil. I was thinking one Ha'ara. The Pasik says in Parshas Lech Lecha, at the very end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram ben Tishim v'teish Hashana, Avram was 99 years old, behimoyloi besar arlasai. When he gave himself a bris milah, so the end of Parshas Lech Lecha is when Avram Avinu receives the tzivoy from Hashem to do bris milah. How old was Avram Avinu when he did the bris milah? He was 99 years old. Then the pasuk says, v'Yishmael benoi, and his son Yishmael was ben shloish esrei shana. He was 13 years old. Behimoyloi es psara lasai, when he had his bris milah. So Avram Avinu was 99, and Yishmael was 13. Yitzchak wasn't born yet. Yitzchak was born a year later, and Yitzchak was 8 days old when he had his bris milah. But Avraham Avinu was 99, Yishmael was 13. Rashi asks Akasha. Rashi says, quoting a medrash, V'Avram ben Tishim v'teish Hashana, behimoyloi besar arlasai. V'Yishmael benoi, ben shloish esrei shana, behimoyloi es besar arlasai. Freak the Medrash, why by the Mila of Yishmael does it say Eis Besara Lasai? And by the Mila of Avram it does not say Eis Besara Lasai. V'Avram ben Tishim v'teish Hashana behimoyloi Besara Lasai. V'Yishmael benoi ben Shloish Esri Shana behimoyloi Eis Besara Lasai. Zok Rashni, behimoyloi Eis Besara Lasai. V'Avram loi nemar Eis. By Avram Avinu doesn't say Eis. L'fish loi hoya chaser ela chituch basar. Because all Avram's bris Mila was comprised of was the chituch habasar shekvar nismaich al yedei tashmish, because his aver was already nismaich al yedei tashmish, and as a result it wasn't necessary to do anything other than remove the basar. Avul Yishmol shayyeled, but Yishmol that was a child huskak lachtoich arlo, he needed to remove the arlo vilefraya hamilo, and he also had to do priya lokach nemar boy. That's why it says Eis Besara Lasai. So says Rashi, you want to know why by Avram Avinu it doesn't say Eis Besara Lasai and by Yishmael it says Eis Besara Lasai? Because Yishmael's bris milah was a different bris milah than Avram's. Yishmael's bris milah involved milah and priya. But Avram Avinu, shekfar nismaich al yedei tashmish, all he required was chituch basar. That's why it doesn't say ace. Ace is always l'rabbis. Yishmael, ace psara lasa is l'rabbis priya. But as it relates to Avram, it doesn't say ace. L'rabbis has a priya. Now, muskarishin, this Rashi, this Medrash, seems to contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bar Yitzchok, Amar Rabbi Lo Nitna Priya Smila L'Avram Avinu. Here you have a Mefurish Rashi. The Rashi says he did do Priya. Oh, but the Emes is, at first glance, the Teretz is Pashit. Because Tosfos already spoke out that even though it's true, Avram Avinu wasn't Itzdava, but Avram Avinu went and he did do the Priya. So it's true that Avram Avinu wasn't Itzdava. It's also true, a Rashi brings a Chumash in the name of the Bereishis Rabbah, that by Yishmael there was a Priya. I had his Itzdim. What Tosfos says, that even though he wasn't Itzdava, Mikomokim, Avram Para Milosan, Avram Avinu did the Priya anyways. But I was thinking, could be it's very, very Midoriyuk in Tosfos. Because it bothered me when I learned the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Lo Nitna Priya Smila L'Avram Avinu. Look at Tosfos Lashon. Umikomokim, Avram Para Milosan. Avram did Priya on their Mila. Why did Avram only do Priya on their Mila? Why didn't he do Priya on his own Mila? I think this Rashi is the Teretz. It's enough for the Rashi in Chumash. It's because tashmish. So it wasn't a gay of him to do Priya for himself. All he had to do was Chituch Basar. Avul Yishmael and the rest of his family, there he targeted Priya as well. But Al-Koponim could be this deal. Kumikomokim Avram Pora Milosan. What about Milosai? The Teretz is, for Avram Avinu himself, it wasn't a gay Priya, because from Avram Avinu was Kfar Nismai Chayidei Tashem. But either way, this is Tosfos Chiddush, that even though Avram Avinu wasn't Itzdava on Priya, but at the same time he did Priya, and it would seem to be very, very supported by this Medrash, which is a Rashi in Chumash, the second to last Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha. But this Tosfos, I think, segues us to one of the most famous kashas of all time. And that is, we know Avram Avinu was 99 years old. He had not done bris milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I'm giving you a mitzvah, the mitzvah of milah. Makshem Olam, that why did Avram Avinu wait for the Eibishter to tell him to do bris milah before he did bris milah? If Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, Va'afilu Erev Tavshilin, then L'chura, he should have done bris milah even before he was commanded. And this Tosfos brings it out so fast. Because you see that even after he was commanded to do Bris Milah, he was only commanded to do the Chitoch, but he wasn't commanded to do the Priya. Umikom Makim, says Tosfos, Avram Pora, Amilosan. Avok Avtoway Nitztava, Kinda Omar, Tafilo Erev Tavshilon Kayim. Because you see, he was Mekayim, even Erev Tavshilon. So Avram Avinu, even though he was never commanded to do the Priya, he went and did the Priya anyways. Why? Because that's what Avram Avinu did. He kept Kola Tayrukola, even though he wasn't commanded. So why did Avram Avinu not do the Milah actually? The minute he was commanded to do the Milah, he did the Priya at Shalom Itzdava. So why is it that Avram Avinu did not do the Bris Milah at Shalom Itzdava? This kasha is a very, very famous kasha. There were many, many terutzim that were set over to this kasha. Very, very quickly, I think it's kedai to mention four. The first teretz, and maybe the most famous teretz, is because Avram Avinu understood that the mitzvah of Milah is something you can only do once. It's not a mitzvah you can do to Erev Tavshilin every single time. Yontif falls out. Samach L'Shabbos, you can make an Erev Tavshilin. But mitzvah milah is something you can do once. A person could be an oral one time. He does bris milah. He's not going to be an oral anymore. He was ready to make the mitzvah. When Avram Avinu did the mitzvahs, actually in its tada, he was doing the mitzvahs as an ina mitzvah v'oisa. Avram Avinu was happy to do mitzvahs as an ina mitzvah v'oisa all day long, but not at the expense of being able to do the mitzvah as a mitzvah v'oisa, because God ala mitzvah v'oisa yoisa mimisha ina mitzvah v'oisa. So every mitzvah which you could do again and again and again, so I'll do it as an ina mitzvah v'oisa, and then if I'm zaycha, I'll do it as a mitzvah v'oisa as well. Oh, but the mitzvah for milah, once Avram Avinu was going to do it as an ina mitzvah v'oisa, it wasn't going to be shaykh for him to do it again as a mitzvah v'oisa. And if it's for that reason, zok de velt, this teretz is an old teretz, goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, that's the reason why Avram Avinu did not do bris milah. The reason he didn't do bris milah is because he felt if he would do it once as an ein mitzvah v'oisa, he'd never be able to do it as a mitzvah v'oisa. What's the ha'ara on this teretz? The ha'ara is, then why was Priya different? Then why did Avram Avinu run to do Priya? He'll never be able to do Priya again. Maybe the Eibishter will be mitzavim one day to do Priya, and he would have lost his chance because he did it as an ein mitzvah v'oisa. He won't be able to do it as a mitzvah v'oisa. There's a teretz to this. Maybe we'll talk about it in the coming days. But that's the first teretz. The second teretz is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said that it could be the reason is because we spoke yesterday. The Gemara Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Ki Olecha Hayragnu Kol Hayoyim. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, Zumilo Bishmini, Rashi, the Zimnin Demayas, that Bris Mila was very, very dangerous. It was very, very dangerous once upon a time, to the point that Klal Yisrael turns to Hashem and says, Ki Olecha Hayragnu Kol Hayoyim, referring to the mitzvah of Milah. If that's the case, it comes out that for a person to do Bris Milah, he's really putting his life at risk. Is a person allowed to put his life at risk to do a mitzvah? It's not so pasha. Now, the mitzvah of Milah is a mitzvah, like we mentioned yesterday, where inherently, eingebacked in the mitzvah, part of the DNA the mitzvah is that you're obligated to take certain risks. But that's only true if you're mitzvah v'oisa. That's true if you're commanded to do the mitzvah. But Avram Avinu, actually, Nitztav, said the Chassam Sofer, couldn't do Bris Milah. You know why? Because he's violating a principle in the Torah, v'nishmartim es nafshei seichem. He was put on this world to serve his Creator. And he's going to go now, as an ein mitzvah v'oisa, for extra credit, do something that may put his plug that won't allow him anymore to go and be marbik feit shemayim, which is his tachlis, which is chayvaseh ba'ilam. He has no right to do that, said the Chassam Sofer. If you have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah. But for Avram Avinu, as an ena mitzvah v'oisa, to have gone ahead and done bris milah, which was something that involved sakonis nefashis, it was something he wasn't allowed to do. So once you're nitztava, that's all the rate of yesterday's daf. But actually nitztava, until you're not nitztava, a person would have no right. And that's why, said the Chassam Sofer, that's why I said the Chassam Sofer, Avram Avinu couldn't do Bris Milah, actually in its tava. There's another teretz. Another classic teretz that was said to this kasha, and that is, Bris Milah is bechefza a bris. It's a covenant. What's a bris? A bris is something that once upon a time was not so uncommon that people would do. In fact, the bris bein apsarim, Rashi says in Chumash, was something that people used to do. Two people, they were involved in some sort of transaction, and instead of just drinking l'chaim or saying mazal, they would do it old school. They would take an animal, they would chop it in half, they would walk through the animal. But that's the origin and the history of even what the bris bein apsarim was, which was one of the great mystical events of all time. But there's a concept of a bris. A bris is when two people engage together in a pact, for lack of a better word. But a bris has to be two-sided. A person can say, oh, I'm making a bris with you if this person's sleeping. No, both people together need to be engaged in the bris in order for it to work. To make a bris as an ena mitzvah v'oisa is something that's feasibly not possible. Because a bris by definition means you have two parties that are interested in this arrangement. But to the extent that one person is just doing it on his own and he was never commanded, so then what would make it a bris? So when there was a tzivoy, now there's a cheftza bris. But actually in Itztava, there was no cheftza bris. And it's for that reason, Zogin d'achroinim, could be, maybe that's why Avraham Avinu, even though he kept Kala Torah Kula, Va'afilu Erev Tavshilin, but at the same time, to do bris mila, as the Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, actually in Itztava, wasn't something that he did. But there's a fourth teretz. And the fourth teretz is the most lamdisha teretz. And it's said over in the name of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that the reason Avraham Avinu didn't do bris mila until he was nitztava is because the mitzvah of mila isn't simply to remove a little bit of basar. The mitzvah of mila is to remove the arla. And said the Brisker Rav that until Avraham Avinu was commanded to do the mitzvah of mila, there was no cheftza, there was no metzias of arla. And because there was no metzias of arla, there was no mokim for him to go and do a bris mila. Could he have gone through this procedure? Yeah, of course that's something that he could have done. But that wouldn't have been bris mila. Bris mila is to take the arla which is ma'usa ha'arla, sheniskanu ba'arishayim, to take that arla which is ma'usa, as we saw in the beginning of the daf, and to remove that. That is the definition, that's what the cheftza of mila is. So said the Brisker Rav that Avraham Avinu could have removed that basar, but that's not mila. Mila is hasaras ha'arla, and there was no cheftza of arla, there was no metzias of arla, said the Brisker Rav, actually in itztava. And being that there was no metzias of arla, actually in itztava, so he says that's why Avraham Avinu physically, he pashut couldn't do bris mila. Yeah, he could have removed the basar, but to do bris mila, that's something that he couldn't have done, and that's why Avraham Avinu didn't do the bris mila actually in itztava. So just two hoisafis from the gedoyli achrayim as it relates to the Brisker Rav, and we're going to end with this. The first is a classic meshachachma, hafla of a fella, and it's mamish today's daf. So the pasuk says right in the beginning of the parasha of mila, in the end of parasha Lach Lecha, vayichi Avram ben tishim shana v'teish hashanim. Avraham Avinu was 99 years old. Vayera Hashem el Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears. He reveals himself to Avram. Vayomer Elav, and he tells him, "Ani kel shakai, hishalich lefonai veheye tamim." He says, "I want you to walk in front of me veheye tamim, and I want you to be complete," implying that he was incomplete. He's about to give him the mitzvah of mila. Ve'etno brisi beinu uveinecho. I'm going to give you a bris beinu uveinecho. Ve'arba oischa b'ma'oid ma'oid. And I'm going to make you arba. You're going to end up being a great nation. Says the pasuk. As soon as Avraham Avinu heard this, vayipal Avraham alpanav. Avraham Avinu fell on his face. Vayidabe yuta elikim leimar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Avraham while he was lying on the floor. And you have the whole mitzvah of mila. And he ne brisi itach vayisa la'avam ingoyim. V'layikara oide shimcha Avraham vayishimcha Avraham. Ki Avraham. And the Yud Gimel Brisai of Bris Mila are all mentioned right here in the end of Parashat Shlach Lecha. But as soon as Avraham Avinu told, as soon as Hashem told Avraham that I'm about to give you this bris, what was Avraham's reaction? Vayipol Avraham alponav, Avraham Avinu fell. Says Rashi, why did Avraham Avinu fall? What happened? So Rashi says the reason is because being that Avraham Avinu was right now a mum. Right now, Avraham Avinu did not have bris mila, so it was toshash koichoy, and he didn't have the koyach that he needed in order to be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason that vayipal Avram mimoyra shchina. Here's the Rashi. Sha'ad shaloy ma loy hoy by koyach lamoy. Because until he had the bris mila, he didn't have the koyach to stand. V'ruach HaKadosh nitzeves olav. So the Ruach HaKadosh was standing on top of him. V'zeu shenema bebilam, etc. A bezocht Rashi. That you want to know why Avraham Avinu fell? Because he wasn't gemalit. And because he wasn't gemalit, he didn't have the koyach that he needed in order for him to be able to stand and communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says in the pasuk, Vayipal Avram Alponav. Why? Because he's not gemalit, and because he's not gemalit, he doesn't have the koyach to stand him in front of the Eibishter. Freit Rameh Simcha says, I don't understand, is this the first time the Eibishter ever spoke to Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was 99 years old. In the beginning of Parashas Lach Lecha, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha. How old is Avraham Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Lach Lecha? He's 75 years old. The Bris Bein Apsarim. The Seder Olam says that Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. by the Bris Bein Absarim, even though in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha Avram is 75, and then the Bris Bein Absarim, which is in the middle of Parshas Lech Lecha Avram Avinu, is 70, he gets somehow 5 years younger during the course of the Parsha, but that's the Metzias, Ein Mukdam Mo'ocher, and Avram Avinu was 70, 75. This is not the first time that Avram Avinu spoke to the Eivishta, and all of a sudden, Hashem speaks to Avram, Vayipoil Avram Alpanov, Vayidaber Ita Elikim Lemer, Zok Rashi, why? Mimoira Hashchina, because he didn't have the Koyach to stand out Shalom. Frank Ramey Simcha, what was up until now? How come the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha doesn't say in the Torah Vayipol Avram? Why here does it say Vayipol Avram? Zok Ramey Simcha, you know why? Because until the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu had never been nitzave to do Bris Milah. Because the Eibishter never told him about Bris Milah, so the Arla wasn't an Arla. And it wasn't Mu'usa Arla. And therefore there was no problem. He was able to stand. You know what happened right here? Hashem comes to Avram and he says, Salich lefonai veheye somim. Ve'etno brisi beinu veinecha ve'arbe oischa b'moid ma'oid. He just gave him the mitzvah of Milah. The second he gave him the mitzvah of Milah, now all of a sudden Avram Avinu's an Arl. Etach machna bris Milah. He doesn't have a bris Milah. Now he has Mu'usa Arl. Vayipol Avram alponov. Now he fell. He didn't fall until now. You know why? Because up until now, he wasn't an Arl. Says Ramei Simcha, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. Mashal l'mad avadayma. Says the Gemara, what would be if you have an Arul who's less than 8 days old? What's the Shiloh? Now in our Gemara, the Gemara was never poshut the Ibaya. But says Ramei Simcha, there's a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, it's not Arelus. So you see, the mere fact that a person has that flap of skin is nothing. What it is it's the Me'usa Arul. And just like a child till he's 8 days old, because he doesn't have a mitzvah of Milo, so there's no Me'usa Arla, and you don't have the Aloch of Arla Yoichel B'Truma. So too, says Ramei Simcha, till Avram Avinu got the mitzvah, till he got the mitzvah of Milah, since there was no Me'usa Arla. If there was no Me'usa Arla, he was able to stand. It's Tafkin, this Pasik, his Salich Lefana Ve'heyei Samin, Ve'et Nobrisi, Beinu Ve'necho. All of a sudden, now Me'usa Arla, there was a Tzivoy of Milah, Vayipal Avram Aponov, Vayidaber Yitel Likim Leimar. Half of a fella, Ramei Simcha. That's the first star.